You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Call it Pop Bubba Sparks. Booty, booty, yeah. Booty, booty, yeah. Rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Happy Sharp Tongue Podcast Day. Every day is a fucking holiday, right? So I'm making today and every day official Sharp Tongue Podcast Day. That is the day that you go listen to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. Please rate and review the podcast. I would love if you could do that, y'all. Rate and review your girl. Let me know what you think. Keep it cute, for Christ's sake. I should let you know where I'm going to be traveling. I am in tomorrow, Bellevue, Washington, Parlor Live. So come see me the 20th, 21st, and 22nd if you message me telling me something really cute, funny, weird, gross. I may give you free tickets, or I just might give you free tickets in general. You never know, so you might as well give it a fucking shot. SharpTonguePodcast@gmail.com. I'm in Bellevue, Washington, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd this weekend. And November 10th, 11th, and 12th, I'm at the Helium in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm at Cherokee Casino in West Salome, Oklahoma, November 19th. And then I'm in Syracuse, my hometown, 23rd. 25th, 26th, 27th of November, Thanksgiving weekend. I give tickets away to all of my shows because I am that gracious and generous. So you should take advantage of that. SharpTonguePodcast@gmail.com. I appreciate you. You freaks sent me some, I asked you to answer some questions or ask some questions. Am I on acid right now? I think I'm on acid because I can't even form sentences right now. Am I high? That's always a good question to ask. That's probably a question I should ask in the beginning of the day. I don't think I'm high right now. No, I'm not. Maybe I am. I may have smoked earlier. Anyways, I got a fucking flat tire today. Son of a bitch. And I brought it to the mechanic, and he told me it was going to be $397,000 to fix it. And I'm like, okay, because I'm a dumb blonde female who doesn't know anything about cars. I'm such a stereotype. I don't know shit about vehicles. So I'm like, yeah, sure. $357,000 sounds about right. I leave my tire for him to fix. And then he proceeds to, you know, order the $457,000 tire. I leave my car. I go to my man. And my man's like, that's crazy. Please don't be such a typical woman. My man leaves and goes to the mechanic and says, fuck you, buddy. Stop trying to rip my girl off. Cancels it. We get the tire back. And then I bring it to the dealer, the Range Rover dealer, to figure out, baller. Little, you like that little humble brag? Don't get an expensive car. It's not worth it. All cars are the fucking same with just one little emblem that's different. They're all the same. You just mold the bumper a little differently, the front end a little differently, change the knobs on the inside. It's all the same shit. It's more of a hassle than anything to have an expensive car. Take it to the Range Rover dealer. Oh, turns out my car has 4 recalls. Hello? What's the point of having luxury if your luxury's busted as shit? Your luxury sounds like hand-me-downs. Your luxury sounds like you need to get your manufacturing in order. Stop outsourcing that shit to China. So that was my day. And to top it all off, it's my anniversary with my boo. 1 year anniversary today. So, you know, that's how we spent it. Dealing with a flat tire and Range Rover shit. Romance, all day long. It was like a 7-hour fucking ordeal. Oh, God, being an adult fucking sucks. It just sucks. I can't handle it. I miss just going to a zoo. I miss eating Burger King at the zoo in Syracuse. That's what we used to do. We used to go eat Burger King. And you know what we had in our zoo in Syracuse? Deer. Deer. Hey, Burnett Park Zoo. That's not a zoo. That's nature. That's just the woods behind everyone's house in Syracuse. They legit had deer in an enclosure. You're stealing from nature? You can't just steal from nature and then call it a zoo. Oh, wait, everyone does that. That's how zoos are created. But we legit had deers and wolves. I mean, can I at least get a giraffe? I'll feel terrible for it. Because it definitely doesn't belong in Syracuse. Nobody belongs in Syracuse, let alone a fucking giraffe. But at least let me feel like there's an exotic part to the park. At least let me feel that you tried a bit. Like, can I get an elephant with all of its feet? I don't want like a busted circus elephant. No, but I really can't stand zoos. The Syracuse Zoo is just something. They've got like a butterfly enclosure. There's no butterfly. The butterflies are like, fuck you. We don't stop here. This is a flyover state. We know better. They have a bird enclosure. That's what the zoo is. Birds and deers. That's just everyone's neighborhood everywhere. So, I don't know what to tell you. Babe. Is my cell phone out there? Can you get my cell phone, babe? Yeah, I'm recording the podcast. It's fine. You're just in your underwear. You look so cute. Can you see where it is? It's somewhere out there. My computer doesn't want to work, and I want to read the questions these twats asked. Did you find it? Maybe if you put some clothes on, you'll be able to find it better. I'm always naked in my apartment. I don't like to have clothes on. And my neighbors must think I'm insane. They probably hear our fights. And then I'm walking around without any pants on. He's got his little David Beckham skivvies on right now. Just walking back and forth with his chest muscles. He's built like a fucking Grecian statue. I just want to kick him in his face. You guys, you know, men, it's so easy for you men to just get chiseled. I got upper knee fat that just is really pissing me off lately. I got this weird little squatch of meat above my knee cap. And he just does 6 sit-ups. And then he ends up looking like something that Michelangelo chiseled. It's just not fair. It's just not fair. He just walks around. Nothing jiggles on him. Nothing jiggles. Even his dick is muscular. Okay, sorry. Did you find my cell phone? You're useless. I turned quick when you couldn't provide me with what I needed. Okay, guys, I'm going to put you down for 1 second and find my cell phone. I got it. He's in there banging pots and pans. Okay. In his little teeny undies. Let's see the questions you guys asked me. I did something this week on my cell phone. I've been trying to simplify my life. Yeah. You asked me if it was simple this morning dealing with the fucking tire. But I've tried to simplify my life and put all of my tabs on my cell phone onto one page. So I have like all the folders filled with all my damn apps. I don't use half of these stupid apps. You kidding me? It's like, you know, they should make an app about your ever-changing kneecaps. There's an app I would use. Okay, you guys, not a lot of you ask questions, so I'm going to answer all of them. Samantha Burrows asks, what's your advice to someone who has no idea what to do in life, college and career-wise? You know, if you have no idea what you want to do in life, you should just travel. You should work, save up all your money, and then travel the world. Because the people you meet, the places you visit, the things you see will inspire you along your way. You'll find a trade. You should definitely travel. And anybody should travel who doesn't have children or a husband. Or if you do have those horrible ball and chains, leave them at home forever and go to Tahiti. No, but if you don't know what you want to do in life, you got to go experience life. So that's my advice for you. Don't waste your money on college also. And if you're already in college, quit. I'm just kidding. Please book me at your school. Drew Bean says, will you get high with fans at your Bellevue, Washington show? Yes, I will. Don't bring me any dank weed. Please. Yeah. You guys can roll some joints. We can smoke some. Washington's a legal. Babe, is Washington legal? Washington's legal. So sure, Drew Bean, you show up with a little JJ, we'll puff with you. Jamie Morse, my girl, if I had to wake up to one song every day for the rest of your life, what song would you choose? Booty, 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 rocking everywhere, rocking everywhere. I mean, that's just a song that came to my mind. But that'd be a fun song to wake up to every day. It might get kind of annoying. I don't know. I feel like one song every day would drive me insane. But waking up to like booty, 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 rocking everywhere, that'd be kind of nice. I think I'd choose that. Blake Sherman. Blake, you're an interesting dude, man. I see the stuff you post and, you know, you're either stranger danger or like, you know, another level of like intelligence that's got a touch of creepy to it. So I don't know. Creepy's not so bad. And I'm only saying that because I don't want you to turn it up to, you know, the highest amount. So I see you though. You're all over it. Either you love me or hate me. I haven't figured it out. He says, are you still voting? Hashtag swirly 2016. 2, why are there no good movies anymore? 3, is Wu-Tang still nothing to fuck with? Okay, to answer 3, Wu-Tang, there's still nothing to fuck with. They definitely were more of nothing to fuck with back in the heyday, but that's just the way life goes. Not everybody can always be nothing to fuck with because that just goes against the laws of nature. Everything changes. 2, why are there no good movies anymore? There are some good movies. I don't know what you like to watch, Blake, but I watch all sorts of movies, specifically horror movies. And I can tell you from experience, there are some still good ones. You got to expand your brain. If you think there aren't any good movies anymore, maybe you've been watching American film too long and you need to branch out to some foreign films. God forbid you should have to read some subtitles when you're watching movies. But I'll tell you, you just settle right into it after a few minutes. And there are a lot of really interesting, fun, scary, inspiring foreign films out there. So maybe you just have to open your mind a little bit, Blake, and stop being so negative about everything. And am I still voting? Hashtags for early 2016. I'm going to vote. Yeah, I'm going to vote because we're in a terrible time. It's like this year, it doesn't really matter, I guess, if you vote or not. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I felt like with Obama in 2008 was more important just because of the place we were in the world, in the country. But right now, I guess it's important to vote, but I don't think Trump has a chance at this point. And Hillary is just the lesser of two evils. So what it really comes down to is, I think, people getting more involved on like a smaller political scale, like looking into the officials who are representing your area, like the cities you live in, and seeing what they represent, because that's really where I feel we have to start changing the mindset a little bit, because those people make up the greater political picture and they have a lot of influence. So I think we have to start from the bottom, you know, and now we're here. So I think we got to do that. I think we have to start throwing old stinky white guys out of office and start getting some younger, smart, progressive, forward-thinking people who are tech savvy into the political landscape, because we've got, my man just said I was racist. You have no pants on. You have no pants on. What are you cooking? We have no food. What are you making? Salmon? Is there mac and cheese too? Oh, I fucking love mac and cheese. You know, he told me to stop eating dairy because of casein. Because casein is linked to cancer. Casein has been proven in tests with lab rats to actually increase cancer. It increases in cancer in lab rats. And then when they took away the dairy diet, when it was like a 5% casein diet in the rats, the cancer plateaued. So it doesn't improve the cancer cells, but it doesn't increase them. It doesn't, am I saying that right, babe? the casein in the rats, the 5% casein diet. The higher one made cancer increase. But when they took the casein away from the diet, it stopped. And then the other rats, they just got fucked, right? Because I'm telling people to not eat casein because you yell at me about my mac and cheese intake. And I don't want to be, you know, you call me racist, but maybe you're a foodist. Like, let me like the mac and cheese I like to eat. Okay, so those are the questions. Wow, you guys really brought it home this week. Thanks a lot. This episode is a lot of fun. Every episode in October, I try to make something kind of spooky and Halloween inspired because that's the life I live. And I'm keeping up with that. I think it's fun. And maybe Thanksgiving in November, every week, I'll make people tell them why they're thankful for me being in their life. That's what I'll do for November. But this episode is also co-hosted with my friend Justin Martindale, and I wanted to correct something I said in last week's episode. I don't know if you guys watched. We did a movie companion episode with the Zombievers. Justin and I recorded it. We got high and we watched Zombievers together. So if you listen to last week's episode, just get a little high and play Zombievers when I tell you to play it in the episode. And basically, Justin and I are your high cousins. Commenting along the movie with you. And it's a type of movie you don't really need to pay attention to enjoy. So we're not interrupting any sort of cinematic greatness. That being said, it's an amazing, fun, well done creature feature B type movie. So you definitely have to watch it. But I want to correct something. I was saying that I Saw the Devil was remade with a movie, Americanized version with Josh Brolin. That's not the movie I was talking about. I Saw the Devil is still an amazing Korean film that you have to see. It's just so well done. The movie that was remade with Josh Brolin is called Old Boy, which is also a Korean film, I believe, that I recommend. Super dark. Like, maybe one of the darkest, most twisted psychological thrillers I've seen. But then again, when you leave it up to Asian directors and writers, and especially Korean, sometimes, for some reason, they dig deep into the psyche. Maybe it has to do with all the repression. Maybe it has to do with the uniformity of the culture. I don't know. But it is twisted. So Old Boy is the movie that I meant to say that Josh Brolin was starred in the American version, which is still really good, but please see the original one first. Anyways, I digress. Actually, I don't digress because it still has to do. It's all in the zeitgeist of what we're talking about. This week, it was an interesting, fun episode. I interviewed alongside Justin Martindale, who is one of my favorite people on earth. I interviewed a psychic, and you know, I'm probably as skeptical as the rest of them, but I also believe in a lot of things as well. And it's not just a blind belief. It's not just like a hopeless romantic belief. I've experienced things that have made me question stuff. And so much so that I requested from my podcast studio, from my network, if we could find a really good psychic, and they delivered. So we were able to interview a woman who goes by the title Psychic Rebel, and that's actually the title of the name of her website as well, psychicrebel.com. Her name is Colby, and she's based in LA, and she's a unique type of psychic. I've met a few. The Long Island medium and I shared the same agent for a while, and I actually saw her perform live as well, which, you know, the whole thing, it's like, it's so easy to be skeptical, but it's also so easy to believe. I'm in the middle. You know, because I want the hard facts. I want to know how, why, and when. But because I've experienced things, I know sometimes black and white answers just don't explain everything. Because some things can't be explained. The human language falls short to be able to articulate occurrences in all of existence. So we sat down with Psychic Rebel Colby and asked her some pressing questions. And she did a read on Justin that was pretty interesting. And one on me that is interesting. It still has me asking questions as well. So I hope you enjoy this episode. And if you have any questions for her, and if you want tickets to shows that are upcoming, You go to jessiemay.com to check out the dates. Email me at sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com and I will get you tickets, y'all. Fight the power. And, you know, if you also have a man who walks around without pants on and he's chiseled, just feed him mac and cheese in his sleep. Because he'll stay level for the rest of his life. You just keep find a way to, like, put mac and cheese in his mouth and everybody will be happy. I hope you enjoy this episode. We're here, Sharp Tongue Podcast, and I have a co-host who's busy social media-ing right now.
I'm checking your inbox? I'm trending right now.
Justin Martindale.
Hi, guys. How's everyone doing?
What's happening?
You know, just glad you're back.
I'm here.
We're having our moment.
I know. I was glad to have you.
People are getting our dynamic.
Yeah, they're getting our energy.
And they're like, we get this. Yeah.
And I'm super excited to have a very special guest here. Yeah. She is a psychic rebel. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Because I always say rebel clown. It's
rebel clown?
Yeah, it's burning into my brain.
That's what we are.
Right. And then I said rebel psychic.
But rebel psychic.
Psychic rebel Kobe.
Yes.
What's up?
How are you guys? How you doing?
Psychic rebel. What is good. Good. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
How did you get that accolade? Psychic rebel.
You know, it just popped in. I was talking with a friend and I said, oh, I just heard psychic rebel. I wonder what that is. And she took a beat and she's like, oh my God, like that's totally you. And I'm like, it is me.
That's weird.
Yeah, and that's it. And it just kind of took on its own thing, and I love it, and I own it. And
but what does it mean? Is it like you're like a tough psychic, or like...
Yeah, like...
Well, I'm definitely a tough psychic.
Yeah. I can feel that.
But I think it's because I really, you know, I didn't try to do this work. I was a tax manager for 14 years.
Yeah.
And
oh my
so
God.
I kind of rebelled against doing it, and then now that I do it, I'm very different, I think, than a lot of other psychics and mediums, because I don't really use tools, I don't have a crystal ball, I think I look fairly normal. So
you do.
Yeah, right.
Fairly.
I mean, you know, on a good day. Yeah. So I think all around it's that psychic rebel kind of fits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any readings?
No, I'm like weird. I'm nervous. Are you picking shit up off us?
Literally, she's picking shit up off us because we're filthy.
She's like, you last night.
She's like, what is on your shirt? Yeah. I had a reading once when I was in New York.
Girl, I'll give you readings, all right?
You give me realness readings. You give me like reality check readings. I was on a birthday years ago and my friend was like, let's go just like serendipitously. Let's just go get a reading.
Yeah.
And so I walk into the room and it's just one of these like, you know, the storefront ones with like the hand on the front and it's like psychic reading.
Oh yeah. One
small
of those.
Small room.
Oh yeah. I love the neon palm though.
The neon palm.
That just means drug trafficking. Yeah. Like I'm like, okay.
She had like Cheeto dust on her upper lip. Yeah. She's like still eating Cheetos. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just going to be very interesting. Open mind though. I went in with an open mind and the first thing she said to me, she goes, you're going to make money by making people laugh. That's going to be your career. Mm-hmm. I just sat down and she said this and I was like, okay. And I had just started stand-up comedy at that point. And then she was very specific and went into detail about a relationship I was in.
And she was like, don't leave the house.
7 days.
The ring.
But I just walked out and my friend was on the street and I just had this look on my face. She's like, what happened? I'm like, we got to go. We need to leave. If this shit is real, we need to leave. Either that bitch. And this is before social media. Uh-huh. Like, it's not like she can be up on my Twitter or whatever.
Well.
Maybe, yeah. She knew about Twitter. No, she just was very specific. You've never had a reading?
Well.
Or any sort of like.
Well, this, I have my tattoo, which is right here.
As astrological?
Right here. It's my birthday, which is Pisces and Aries.
Me too. When's your birthday?
March 20th.
Mine's March 21st.
Oh,
that's
shit.
My brother's.
I am on the cusp of the cusp.
Yes.
So I had this woman in Austin, Texas, like years ago. I was walking down the street. And this woman came up to me.
Oh, did she? Yeah, but you can't. No, no.
What is
she did
that?
Not do one of those.
Did she do
though.
One of those?
Oh, God, did I get a bad tattoo? No, she goes, she goes, when is your birthday? And I was like, March 20th. And she was like, you were born on the day of the labyrinth. She didn't sound like that. But like, it stuck in my head. I was like, what the hell's the day of the labyrinth? And so like, years go by and my friend had this like birthday book. And I open the birthday book and I look up my birthday and straight up, it's like, you're the first day of the zodiac.
Yes.
And I'm the last day of the zodiac.
Yes.
That which is crazy because spring is like the first day. March 20th and the 21st go back and forth from the first day of spring.
Right.
And so like I looked up March 20th in the book and it was like the day of the labyrinth. And I was like, what the fuck? Like it was one of those like
But maybe she just knew, she just had a card catalog in her brain about the labyrinth.
It was like so quick and fast.
Could she just have known that? Kobe?
Yeah, of course she could. I mean, yeah, she definitely could, unless she saw the tattoo.
No, I had this. I got this because of that homeless woman.
Then, yeah,
because she, of that homeless woman.
Well, I don't know.
I got a lot of tattoos that I would like to tell. A lot of homeless men inspired the artwork on my lower back.
Yeah, a lot of stories. But yeah, no, she definitely. I mean, it's crazy the stuff that you really can pick up on.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
the people who walk up, you see a woman walked up to me in New York.
I know that is. I gotta be on it.
There's like the Jehovah's Witness of psychics.
Twofold thing. One, I am a little skeptical of people that feel like they need to walk up. I've had that too. Like I was walking out of Bed Bath and Beyond, and someone walked up and saying you're going through something.
You're like, bitch, I got this.
You're going through something painful, and I'm like, crap.
I'm on my period.
I mean, like, let's kind of
Hollywood.
It's WeHo. Yeah. We all are.
A lot of times, you know, they'll do that to. You know, garner business, right? But it's just not my thing. I really
how
anti.
Do you, what is your, like, how do you work? Like, what is your ideal scenario if somebody wants to work with you? Like, what's the first thing you do?
Honestly, I'm really big on referrals, and I'm really big just on a one-on-one where it can be private.
Mm-hmm.
Just so nothing embarrassing. It's just you and me. Mm-hmm. You can relax and trust, and, you know, it really creates healing. I mean, that's my really go-to fun, but I do groups, massive rooms of hundreds of people. And
I've done groups before.
Yeah, I've just had a group. A group did me last night. Group, that seems like terrifying.
So it's like a convention, not like a convention, but like a...
No, yeah, what would you call that?
There are expos and things like that. I don't do anything like that. What I mean is it would be like just a room, like an evening out. You know, you go see your comedy show. So instead of a comedy show, they'd come see mediums.
Got it.
So it's kind of like that. And we would just give messages from spirit to the people in the room.
But, is there like a group, like...
Is there a psychic network?
Comics and like
you
I feel like
comedians.
We know everybody.
Yeah,
we all know everybody's doing it. But is it like a medium group?
Yeah, like, do you guys help each other talk about technique? Like,
call up Tyler Henry and like, hey, kid, I got some advice.
Miss Cleo,
hey,
you guys text Miss Cleo died. Oh, all right,
we can still call her up.
Let's talk to her. Yeah, Miss Cleo.
But could we call her up for her free read?
Is everything gonna be okay? Don't you worry, child. Everything gonna be fine.
I loved her
too. I used to watch her as a kid.
She was a scam, though.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they say, right?
Yep.
I've never seen her.
She used to do all these infomercials late at night. I remember watching them in these sad...
You got questions, I got answers.
You call Miss Cleo, I'll make everything Irish.
She was like the original Sean Paul. She was like... Yeah, I love Sean Paul.
Just
don't
angry
get me started.
White women would call her. Sad white women would call her. My husband died 2 years ago.
She's like, oh, girl, call me not for your free reading.
Wasn't me. Don't worry. She was just this like crazy woman. But so here's the thing. Like, I have so many girlfriends that are like, I'm psychic. You know, like they always say that, but I do feel like I have this thing. I don't know what to call it. It is not anything I can call upon. It's not anything
Think you're psychic?
No, I'm not saying I'm psychic. I have this premonition thing that happens frequently, and it's so specific, and I don't know how to identify it. Like, for instance, this is something that happened with my friend once. I went to stay with her in San Francisco. We're staying at her and her mom's house that she grew up in, right? Well, it wasn't the one she grew up in, but her mom's house. And that night I had a dream that I was on a bicycle going down a hill on my way to school. And I was embarrassed because the brakes on the bike I was on were loud. So I was yelling to the kids, my brakes don't work. My brakes don't work. So that when I applied them and made the noise, I wouldn't be made fun of.
Oh, okay.
That was my dream.
Yeah.
The next morning, Erin and I wake up and she takes me on a little tour of her where she grew up and everything. And we drive by the school she went to. And she goes, I used to ride my bike to school and my brakes were so loud, I would have to yell at the kids.
Oh, wow.
So what is that?
That's weird, because I do the same thing. I do deja vu, where it's like I will dream things, and then I will be in an area, and I'm like, I've seen this. I've done this.
Yeah, so that is psychic. It's just, you know, just because you don't do it as a profession doesn't mean you're not psychic.
Right.
How do you know, like, don't you feel like, is it something where you have to make it, you have to exercise the muscle to know, okay, this thing is connected to this? Because for me, it's like, yeah, I don't realize until hindsight.
Right. It's extrasensory perception. That's what makes psychic different than, say, your intuition, right? Your intuition is your gut instinct saying, ooh, like I better avoid that road. Right. Or mother's instinct, all that, right?
Or, ooh, I better go date this guy because he's an asshole and I know he's bad for me. That sort of instinct.
I don't know. That may be more psychic if you can perceive that.
So then I'm psychic.
If your extrasensory perception's kicking in and you already know he's a jerk.
Yeah. I'm psychic.
But yeah, so it's extrasensory perception, but you're exactly right. It's through training. It's like a muscle with anything, right? But the more you can practice it, the stronger it gets. And then you start to incorporate logic so that it becomes a stream that you can connect the dots.
And you can access it.
You can access it, tap in, look at it, get a feeling from people. We all work a little differently. So some of us may get a picture or we hear or we get a feeling and mm-hmm. it's putting it together into a person. Like, how about I just give you a quick little psychic reading? Yeah, come on, something fun.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, me?
Yeah, because I've never ever met, I mean, I've never met either of you.
She didn't know you were going to be here.
But
I didn't know I was going to be here.
I don't know anything about you, okay. Right? So and if it's a
Are
no.
Are you picking up stuff?
Let her talk,
well, let's
okay. Justin.
If I get a no, okay. Just give me a no. It's no big deal. But okay. If I get a yes, you got to give me a yes.
Okay.
And if
I'll
you can
you
validate
yes.
for him, you got to do it, okay?
And don't elaborate.
Okay.
Just go with her flow.
But if you want to elaborate a little, it's okay. Because otherwise it makes it a little fun. But
okay.
Let's just see where
let's
we
see
are.
What happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Okay.
All right.
I just sharted. So nervous. I'm not even being read. Okay, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what I really feel like, okay, for you, I'm feeling like relationship is one of the hardest things for you. Like
yeah.
You have a hard time finding a solid relationship and holding on to it. Do you understand
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with this. Honestly, it's a shyness thing. You come across as if you're Mr. Bold, but you're really not. You can actually get a little shy and you can hold back in an intimate relationship. Yes?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Now, there's also a feeling too. Now, when you fall in love, you tend to fall deep. And now we got to like pull you out. Yep. We're like, mother of God.
I'm like a lesbian.
Someone go in
yeah.
there, right?
He's
yeah.
like, let's open up a cupcake
yeah.
shop.
Yeah. So you understand that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I also understand what I'm getting for you is this feeling of, I do feel like you actually want love, though. I think you want a relationship. You're just really afraid. Honestly, I think there's a part of you that's afraid of getting it, but you're also mixing around a bunch of people that are so focused on a little bit of themselves or their own path that I don't know if you're just interacting with the right people to pull in the person, okay? And I do feel like, I almost feel like you got out of a relationship, and this feels like not too long ago. I don't know if this was like in the last year or something, but it feels like you were in a serious relationship, and it felt like it was going somewhere, and then all of a sudden, it just tanked, like almost out of nowhere. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And
I'm trying to hold my facial expressions.
And I know that that was really, I know that hit you hard.
Yes.
I know that was like a shock to you. But I want to tell you, I do feel like you're opening up more now. You are ready. You are opening up. And I do feel like, now you guys got to mark this, okay? Because
okay.
I do feel like you're on the brink of a relationship stepping forward for you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And would I be right? Did you just start seeing someone? Can I ask?
Last night.
Because I feel like within the next 3 months, between now and the next 3 months, it's like this relationship starts to get a little more serious.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
We kind of go somewhere, and I feel like this person also has a sense of humor,
uh-huh.
but it's very different than your sense
Absolutely.
Of humor. It's very like subtle, like
yeah.
these one-liners, very, is that called dry or witty?
It's dry.
Do you, okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like, so, and I also feel like, now he's got a real, oh, is it a he? God, I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, no. I'm totally straight.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm
gay. I'm sorry,
no,
but.
No, you're the psychic.
So
you should
came
know.
Out like,
no. Did my purse
normally,
fell out of my mouth?
But normally I like to validate something like that before I.
Ma'am, I wasn't ready. to come out. No, yes, I'm totally
okay.
Okay, yes,
so
you're
a
totally
tampon
fine. It's 2016.
Shot right
Come
out
on.
Of his mouth.
But what's interesting is he's got a yeah. real almost like a more business side to him as well.
You're blowing my mind.
You know
right
what
now.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this
you're
is a
something too.
TMI, everybody. But it gives me this real strong sense that the two of you, I feel like there's a lot of chemistry there. Mm-hmm. And so what I want you to do is relax, and I want you to have fun without overthinking, because you can get into your head in a massive way. And he may not be as responsive via text message, so just know that. You know what I mean? I don't want you to take that too personally.
That's so
okay?
weird. Yeah.
All right, so...
Do you pick up like what part of the country he's from?
No, but what I don't, but what no. I do feel like what is very interesting is, like, I see
I
him...
I just don't want to date a Trump voter.
I just see him more in, like, a... It's weird because I see him more in a suit, which is strange. You know, which...
I love a good suit.
I do, too.
So I see him in a suit, but I don't really necessarily feel... Does somebody have a connection to Texas, though, can I ask?
That's where I'm from.
Are you kidding? Oh my God, are you kidding?
No, that's where I'm from.
Can't you tell? Doesn't it say Texas all over him?
No.
Just
gay and beautiful.
Gay, liberal, yeah. An artist. Yeah. Texas. Yeah. Visit us this summer.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
So there you go. And how about a little career? You want a little career?
What do you mean?
You want a little career reading?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Ooh. I mean, shit. Please.
Okay. I mean, hide all the blunt objects, the like, sharp objects.
Could you imagine? She's like, walk into traffic. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. Great talk.
Walk into traffic.
Do you live by an ocean? Just keep walking into
grab
it.
A curtain, and let it take you out to the ocean. I can't
okay,
breathe.
Career. Let's
yeah,
go.
So career's been interesting.
Yeah, it has.
Just because it was a little hard to, I mean, God, I think you thought coming out gay was tough with your family. I think coming out as a comedian was tougher because I feel like they were just thinking you were going to be straight to college or something. It just feels like there's a little interesting path that they have. I do feel like they are supportive, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like they do encourage you. And I feel like that helps. I think that's actually going to be a big ticket, because what I want you to do is really believe in yourself more than what you do. You're so hard on yourself. I want you to be a little more gentle with yourself, okay? Because your material feels really good. I know you're in the middle of writing something brand new.
Yeah.
I can see it. And this feels really, really good. And it almost feels like it's about an experience. Well, I mean, I guess most do.
That's my whole style.
But this feels like, I wonder if you're even talking about your love life in this bit or in this piece, because it's super funny. And I want you to know you're kind of breaking some molds with this one.
Yeah.
And so I see it going out. So I do feel like you may start touring if you don't tour already, because I keep feeling like you're going out to all these like cities to city. Uh-huh. All right. And I do feel like actually I wouldn't be surprised if there's a connection to being TV as well. So like on a TV,
like on Cops.
Not on Cops. I don't
think. Like on
cheaters.
The 5 o'clock
like
news.
Cheaters? No, I'm just kidding. but more of like,
she's
a,
like
is
your
there
relationship's
like,
gonna be great. You'll be on Cheaters next season.
No, I think there's more of a comedy show, and I keep getting like, I swear it must be on at 10 o'clock at night. I know that. I know no com. I don't watch.
Well,
TV.
I do have a show coming out on in October.
Do you?
Yeah, on MTV. Yeah.
See.
Called Acting Out. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. See? So anyhow, it's going well. I know it's a work in progress, but it feels like it's breaking out. You're finally starting to kind of get a little validation from your community, which is nice.
Thank God.
So
it's about fucking time.
I mean,
so there you go.
Did
you enjoy
Adam
it?
Ray.
Did you enjoy it?
That was really fun.
Okay, cool.
Why did you say Texas, though?
I don't know. It just popped. See, so that's how it works. So it just popped into my head.
I don't feel like I have. Like,
no,
a Texas
I wouldn't know.
You
no.
don't have a Texas accent.
But when I drink, I do. I'm like,
but
hey, y'all.
When you drink, you turn into like a
moonshine
turn into a
county.
Saddle.
Yeah.
But it just popped in. So some information I can feel.
Yeah.
But
does anything
that
pop
some
in for
information
you, for me?
Just pops in.
Mm-hmm.
What pops in for me?
Oh my goodness.
Oh God. She's like, it's a
that
it's
was
a kaleidoscope.
Really cool.
That's
that.
That was awesome.
That was weird as shit, because it was like there were so many things, and I'm like,
see how it gets specific.
I'm skeptical, but I'm skeptical about everything.
But it's
like,
good to be skeptical.
But the fact that she was like Texas, you know, the relationship, the it was. I thought it was great, and then it boom, like done.
I remember that whole thing.
Yeah, you fucking met him.
Yeah,
and like it was just like. Yeah, that was very spot on and very specific. And I'm just still kind of like, and the fact that she said texting, because like, I texted this person already and hasn't responded.
Oh,
and
I'm just like, she's right though.
Yeah.
But I think I can apply to a lot
being
of people.
Hard on myself. I'm very, 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 very hard on myself.
Yeah.
Awfully hard on myself. Awfully. Yeah.
You need to lighten the fuck up.
I do. Well, it's because what we're doing. It's like what we
do.
And
so
it's like, it's not a matter of like jealousy or I congratulate my friends and I love watching them grow and stuff. But at the same time, I'm just very like,
we just want to be, we want to be good and you want to get better.
Yeah. You want to get better and you want to keep growing. And
it's an artist thing.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Okay.
All right, your turn.
Do you feel any energies?
You want a little something, something?
A little something, something.
Well, how about, actually, do you mind if we talk to, do you want psychic or a little spirit?
Spirit.
Ooh. Okay.
Whatever you feel.
All right. I can easily go psychic, but I do want to kind of introduce I have a lady. I was getting ready to go psychic, but then a lady pops right in for you. And
really?
Nancy. And, and she's making me feel like this would have been almost like, I think this is your grandmother. It's not your mother. So I feel like this is your grandmother. All right. And I'm also getting the feel. So your mother's mother is in spirit. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I feel like this lady, you would understand that she would have been, she feels sweet, but she could find these little biting comments. Do you understand that about her? And she was super like picky about how things needed to get done. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She also gives me this feeling though. I don't know where she's from, but I get a sense of her needing to be a little formal or a little proper because I feel like her hair, there's something about her hair she's showing me. So do you understand her hair or why she would be pointing to her hair?
Not specifically.
Okay.
But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Because she's giving me this sense of style. Like, so I feel like she would have had a strong sense of style, and maybe your style's a lot more casual because I think she, I do feel like she's close to you, but it's almost like she gives me a hard time. I don't know how close she was to everybody. It's almost like she wouldn't let everybody in. Do you understand that? It's like it doesn't feel super heartwarming. She feels a little like standoffish. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Like, grandma's such a bitch.
No, she wasn't. She just was a little old-fashioned. Yeah. You understand that?
Yeah.
And I just feel like there. I don't know how close she was to your mom, but do you also understand, I don't know, is there an... is there an Anne in the family? An Anne or Anna?
Anne.
It starts with an A. She just showed me an A.
An A.
Yeah.
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
But, I mean, maybe my mom would know.
Ask your mom if there's an A. And your mom has a sister. Is that right?
She's got a few.
Yeah.
But she does have a sister.
Yeah. I feel like this A is connected to a sister and a Rose, like so it's almost like an old fashioned name,
uh-huh.
Anna Rose or something like that. So you have to ask your mom what the connection is to an A name and then Rose, a Rose or a Rose being significant as well. Okay.
The name or the flower?
Like the flower?
It could be either. Yeah, I just see a rose and sometimes that means it could be a name or...
It's interesting because I feel almost like there are two people that can be connected to what you're saying. So I'm going to let you continue because it feels like part of one and part of another.
Okay. Would these two women be connected at all?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask them to separate and see. Okay.
Ladies, calm down.
yeah, ladies.
Well, let me see if there's two. I don't. I mean, because it doesn't necessarily. I would feel like there's two, but it doesn't feel like it. Would you understand that one of them had been sick prior to her passing, or a sense of cancer prior to her passing?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is that the grandmother, or is that the other one?
That's my mom's mom.
Okay, got it. Yeah. So I do feel like I'm just dealing with one.
Yeah.
And do you understand something with, I'm trying to see how she's showing me really weird little things.
I'm all about those little things.
She also gives me the sense too of, I feel like she had been frail also. So she's giving me a sense of being dainty or frail. Do you understand that?
Okay. She was leading up to when she passed.
Okay. And then a sense of, I mean, in it, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I do see like a lot of slippers. So
a lot of slippers?
Slippers. Yeah. So I
like
don't
falling or
no
like, slippers.
Like always feet socks.
Yeah.
Feet
socks. Yeah, yeah. Like yeah. a lot of slippers yeah. and things like that. And she gives me a sense too of I wonder if religion is connected around her. So
probably.
Do you understand religion or a cross?
Yeah, she definitely had those.
Okay, because I was seeing,
yeah, she had
I'm
those
seeing a cross, but I'm seeing a cross like by her bed. So I feel like there's a cross right by her bed.
You know, I think when we were in her house afterwards, there was one right above the bed. And
right,
I remember
uh-huh.
thinking it was weird.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't a hugely religious person, but it made me think like, oh, it's just like a grandma thing. Like,
yeah, it's
they're like,
wall
oh,
decor.
Well, I should have a cross.
Right.
I'll put a cross
yeah.
up.
Yeah. So I just,
there was one above her bed.
I saw it right on the,
yeah.
I saw
and she
it
had
there.
One in her bathroom too.
Yeah. And yeah. But because, I saw one by the bed.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And I just get this feeling too, where, you know, I think she had been pretty independent prior to her passing.
Mm-hmm.
So through her life, she feels like she had been a pretty independent person.
She was very independent.
Slippers on my feet, I bought it.
I yep. got my cross mm-hmm. above my bed, I bought it. Yes,
but she also, was. Now she starts to kind of bring me to you and your life a little bit. All right? Because I do feel like you are outside the box from the rest of your family. Is that right? Like you almost... it's not the right word. I was going to say black sheep and she corrected me, but it's just outside the, do you understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I am a yes.
Okay. I just feel like too, there's a sense though where she, it's weird. I wonder if you have some sort of dance training because she told me to tell you to keep dancing, which is really weird because I don't see you as a dancer.
Yeah. I used to do this dance routine when I was in high school. And I did used to dance for my uncle's band.
Oh my God. Isn't that is so crazy.
Don't judge me, Justin.
Too late.
Now, and she also gives me this, feeling where, you know, I think there's a lot of times where, you spend a lot of time alone. Like it's, you know, you, it's almost like you go inwards when you need rest. And so it is very hard for you to, I think, be around people. Like, it is even hard. I think dating feels like it's hard for you in a way of, because you are around people and you're dealing with people, but there's also this, like, pressure sometimes you feel when you're dating. So I feel like there's a sense of just, you know, don't worry about it so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do spend a lot of time alone.
Yeah, and there is this feeling of, but you know, actually that's a really, in a way, that's kind of a good thing because it allows you to become, it allows you to center with your soul and self.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to become really grounded because you're in space that has chaotic energy a lot.
Yeah.
And so it can be a little nauseating for you because I do feel like you're very intuitive and psychic and you're empathic, meaning you can feel the space of things, you know,
yeah.
and people's feelings.
Yeah.
So what happens is you take it in. So
I
try
to absorb it.
Yeah, you do. So what happens is try to, if you take salt baths, that really helps.
I take
That's
bath
so
salts.
Weird that you say that because just last night I was thinking that I absorb too much of people's energy.
Yeah, you right. And so you have to, it's like a sponge. So you have to remember to like release it.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're going to be holding on to other people's stuff.
Yeah. That's really bizarre. I literally was just thinking that last night. I was like, why am I feeling a certain way?
Yeah. Have you ever left a gig feeling like a little nauseous?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, usually right before I get on stage,
yeah.
during, after, yeah,
yeah.
No, I have.
I get nauseous before. I think that's our nerves. That's our vibration rising. But after, sometimes if you're feeling a little nauseous, that's because you picked up on all the nervous energy of the room and the people in the room.
Yeah.
So
I need. So what you're saying is I need to crap it out.
Well, you could do that.
She's fine on that. Like she,
but
she poops like a goat.
Water. I mean, salt water is huge.
Yeah.
Is,
I need
is
to start
actually
doing that.
Really
like
good, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could also do, I mean, some people do the sage thing and all. I have so much sage in my house. They say if you burn sage and
it clears,
but who would want to do that? I love them being around.
Too.
They keep me company.
I'd
really have no one.
Do you ever get scared or?
I do.
Sometimes I do.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night feeling, and it's
not
weird.
Not alone.
Like I feel like, and I feel like there's spirits, like I feel like I have a really connection. I kind of was wanting to, because you were like, oh, I feel when it's spiritual, like that's where I feel. Because like the other night, actually, but I want to say 2 nights ago, I was in my bed and for some weird reason I just woke up, and it was one of those things where like I woke up and I knew like I was being watched.
Oh yeah.
But I was afraid to like look.
Oh God, I'm always afraid to look. Are you? Oh yeah.
I'm terrified. I don't want that fucking like, you know, like face or whatever. Like
you don't want that terrible M. Night Shyamalan. Well, right. Horrible
like, whenever
ending.
There's a horror movie where they're like, you know what? I'm gonna go look through the peephole and see what's there. And it's like, you know, like some shaky face. I don't want to see a shaky
some
face.
Some shaky melting
no,
face.
No, I don't want to see it. But I have that. I feel I've always had that ever since I was a kid.
I feel that too. Yeah.
Because I remember. I had an encounter with a spirit when I was a kid.
Was it tequila or gin?
Hey-o!
It was tequila. But I remember being a kid and I lost my tooth and I put my tooth under my pillow and I remember seeing this light coming down the hallway. Like
Was it nighttime?
Yeah, it was nighttime. I was in Texas and I remember seeing like this bright light coming down the hallway and I was freaking out because I was like, oh, it's the tooth fairy. And I remember being like, oh, the tooth fairy's coming.
Were you in your bed? And you could see the light through the door?
I was in my bed and like I opened my eyes. It was the same kind of a thing. Like right. I opened my eyes in the middle of the night and I saw this light coming down the hallway. And then I closed my eyes because I didn't want to get caught. Like I was like, oh, I don't want to piss off the tooth fairy because who does? And so like I remember opening my eyes again and seeing this woman coming into my room. And this woman was wearing a pink, like she was in pink. She was Caucasian. She had blonde hair. And it sounds so stupid.
Sounds like
but I knew it wasn't the tooth fairy. But I was more afraid that it was the tooth fairy. And she like came over and it wasn't like she picked up my pillow. I didn't feel like the whole, you know, I'm going to leave a dollar or whatever. But she came over to my bedside. And then like I closed my eyes. Like I was so scared that she was going to find out that I was awake. And I closed my eyes and then I opened them again and she was gone.
Yeah, that's your logic. So what happened is, so you had a visitation from spirit, right?
Right.
And it does. It freaks us out, right? Right. It's scary. And so what happens is your logical mind will go into like emergency mode and right. It will make the spirit go away. Because you say to yourself, I mean, how many times in the corner of your eye have you seen a flash kind of out of the corner of your eye?
Right.
And you can easily dismiss it, you know? But that's usually a spirit. You're catching the spirit. And you go, oh, that can't be. There's no way. But it is. And it's like, I think it's becoming comfortable with that. Even still now, like if I go to bed, especially at night, I mean, spirits love to come at night. And
I know, are they attracted to you?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean,
because
all of us.
They're like, you're a vessel. And they're
like, they know you're open to
they
it.
They know.
I got shit to say.
I think some people.
Tell my niece, Tracy, she's a cunt. That's all I want to say. Okay, bye.
Some mediums, though, are like, truly, I think, meant to be the messengers. It's like,
right,
we're chosen, I think, in some way.
Yeah.
And so we never lose it. Like, I had it as a kid.
Do you remember your first thing?
Yes.
Ooh.
Crazy.
Tell us.
I have my first thing. Not my best story, but my first thing.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. So
tell us about your first time.
When I was four, is such a clear, vivid memory, too.
Yeah.
My mom put us to bed. Me and my sister shared a room, and my grandfather came to the left side of me, and he said, he started talking to me and he said, now go get out of bed and go tell mommy. So I got out of bed and went into the living room. My mom had a friend visiting and I said, hey, you know, I told her what my grandpa said and she just looks at me like, who's just said that to you? And I says, grandpa. And she's like, and where is grandpa? I says, oh, grandpa's in the bedroom. And my mom's always afraid of spirit. And so he had passed away a week before that.
I have chills.
And the craziest thing.
Justin just death dropped on the couch.
Well, the craziest thing is my family didn't believe in telling kids. So we didn't even, my sister and I didn't even
know. He passed away?
No.
Do you remember what he said to you?
No, I don't. I don't remember what he said, but I remember him standing there. I remember him talking to me. I remember him telling me get out of bed. I remember the conversation with my mom.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They say children and animals are perceptive.
Yeah. Yes.
I was wondering I wonder if like spirits can see me masturbating. I know
that's
definitely. Personal.
That's why they stay away from you.
You know, the weirdest thing. So here's
like, I'm always afraid. Like if a psychic's like, hey, your grandpa says, stop jerking off to gay porn.
And you're like, hey, Grant,
it's the only thing I've got.
I found it from you.
No.
Like, What about now? This whole I've done a little bit of research on night terrors.
Oh, I have those. I sleep
I've had
too.
Those, and it's terrible. Like I used to have them. I've told the story before on the podcast, but it's definitely it relates to what you do. I used to have these night terrors, and I also had another instance happen. What is that word?
Instance. Instances.
Instance. What is the word?
Shush, shush.
He always makes fun of me. Instances. Is that a word?
An instance.
Okay, cool. So I used to have these
grown woman over here. Grown woman.
Night terrors about 2 weeks in a row. And I would take a nap. That's what happened. I'd have to work from like 7 a.m. to 4. And I'd come home and we'd have a really comfortable couch. So I'd fall asleep on the couch. And there's this dark man that stood over me.
Stop it.
2 weeks in a row. And it was like, it felt menacing. I couldn't wake up. You know, the whole night terror.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then.
That's the fucking Babadook.
It is the Babadook.
Babadook.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
You got to watch it. It's Netflix. Really
good. Babadook.
It's a good one. Okay. Like it. Put it on the list.
All right.
So then after this whole 2 week of night terror thing, I was in the bedroom about to go to sleep, my boyfriend and I. And the bedroom was very small, very dark at night. He passed out right away and I was wide awake. I couldn't sleep.
Wide awake.
Go. I didn't have any alcohol. Didn't have any drugs. I just was lucid and could not sleep. So I was facing the ceiling and then I turned over on my left side and I closed my eyes. And then I just opened them because I couldn't sleep. It was maybe 10 minutes later. Open them and I see this.
No.
I see this outline of a woman.
No.
And it was like, you mentioned the light. There was a light.
There was a light?
Yes.
Maybe that's why we're friends. Maybe we have like these like little like...
light. We have this light connection?
Yeah.
It was a very... subdued blue glow.
That was mine.
Are you?
I swear to God. Yes, it was a blue, like, it was a blue light. It was like a blue, weird.
Like, but it
light.
Wasn't bright.
It wasn't bright. No, it was like a
enough
blue,
to show you detail.
Yes, it was like this blue.
And it almost was a, was it backlit?
Yes.
So that's what it looked like. And her arm was outstretched.
Oh, wow.
What if it was the same woman?
That's
that, like,
crazy.
Visited us as children.
But listen, so her arm was outstretched, and I closed my eyes, and I'm like, I didn't just fucking see that. I know what that was, but I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And I kind of try and get my adrenaline in a place where I can calm down.
Yeah.
And right, I turn over on the other side and I'm like, I'm just going to open my eyes just because I'm a glutton for punishment. I want to see what the bitch was pointing at.
Right.
I open my eyes and she's on the side, my side of the bed now.
Ugh.
And then she had a little girl with her.
Aww.
And I've told this story multiple times. It happened. I was lucid. I know what I fucking saw. The girl waved at me.
Stop it.
Oh.
She waved at me.
Yeah.
And I waved back.
Yeah.
Because I'm a polite, my mother raised a polite person.
Yeah.
I have
you
manners.
You waved back at the ghost child?
But yes. Because I felt, this is what I felt. It was all about feeling for me. I'm all about feeling. Mm-hmm.
You can't just wave at a ghost child.
But yes, you can.
I felt like the woman either, I didn't feel like it was her daughter.
Uh-huh.
I felt like they connected in the spirit world.
Yeah, she's letting someone know. You must know the mother of this child, or you must know how this child's connected, because she wants you to tell the mom.
Look at my arm.
That the daughter is okay, that she's being watched over. Like, I'm taking care of her, let you know she's
okay. Look at my
arms
right now.
Do you know a dead child?
Well, I, see, I guess this is the training portion that kicks in, because at that time, I just... I can't, my arms are like, I feel freezing right now.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was just, I didn't know to connect it to anything.
Yeah.
I just was telling the story to people at the time. And that makes me want to go back
is
and retrace.
Is there a rose involved? Was there
Can
a
you
rose?
Imagine? You never know. Like,
you never know.
This woman was.
Yeah. And you have to remember, it could be, you have to kind of open up your realm of reference, because some people say, well, I wasn't really close to that person. Spirit doesn't care.
Right.
But somewhere it could be a neighbor's kid or a friend of a friend or,
right.
It, you know, it doesn't have to be
just
someone
connected.
That, it's just someone that somehow.
You're in that mind. Your mind is so open.
Right. And I think, too, like, I know it does feel scary, and it's just because it's unknown, but they're just people, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, it's so weird.
You know?
Yeah.
They're not here to hurt us.
No,
they're not trying to, they're trying to show us, like, they're trying to say hi or visit or,
I don't know,
you know?
Slender Man in the corner. Like,
Slenderman. That's a folklore. Slender Man.
Scares the shit out of me. But what's so interesting is because I've always feel like, you were saying, like, your first encounter was when you were four. I feel like as a child, like, I had my instances, but I've always felt connected in some sort of way with the spirit realm.
Me too.
and
open to
my grandmother. Well, my great grandmother is like full-blooded Cherokee Indian, so it's like I have Cherokee Indian
me too.
In me, and like, you know, it's I've always felt like in a weird sense, like the spirits and all that kind of stuff kind of speak to me a little bit, but I'm not like, I'm not going to be like, I'm a medium. And, you know, I don't,
yeah.
I can't, I'm not as open per se as you are, but like, my grandmother, you know, we're trying to figure out if she has like dementia right now, because she'll call me and always like, I'm asleep at night and this woman is sitting on the end of my bed. And she's always like talking to me.
This
and
is your grandma.
This is my grandmother. And she's like, this woman is sitting on the end of my bed and she wakes me up. And sometimes she'll bring a dog. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about, Nana?
Is she in a home or anything?
No.
So
no.
She lives alone?
Yeah. But like, she is in a community. Like, it's not like assisted
living. It's like Melrose for old people. For old people.
But that's the crazy thing is that she'll, when I talk to her on the phone, she laughs. She totally makes sense. It's not like, you know, you can't. She doesn't sound bonkers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, if somebody sounds bonkers, I'm going to be like, okay, there's something wrong with them. But like, it's so weird. And she'll just say it like nonchalantly, like, oh yeah, the woman who comes at night and sleeps on it and sits at the end of my bed.
I'm so
like,
this happens frequently? What are you
all the time.
I've heard something. Here's a theory I've heard, because I'm obsessed with death and the things beyond and that sort of thing. I've heard that when there's a frequent visitor,
mm-hmm.
that you're grandmother's being prepared for death.
Maybe so.
It could
Have
be.
You heard that?
Yeah. It could be. It's not necessarily though. Yeah. It really isn't. It could just be that. It could be that she probably was always a medium, and it's really opening up.
Oh,
do you see what I'm saying?
And this is the grandmother that's connected to the Cherokee?
Yeah.
So it could just be that. Do you know what I mean? So not necessarily, but I have heard that too. And sometimes even our soul knows it's going to pass before before we know the world knows. Yep. Like, how many, if you've ever lost someone and a couple days before maybe they posted something and it's so prolific and you're like, oh, how did, but it's because the soul knows.
I think so too. I think that too. I wonder, can you ask your grandmother if that woman would come on my podcast?
Probably. It's probably the woman who, like,
well, let's just have
you.
The dog, I say, you know?
What if it was the same woman that visited me and you and my grandma?
Have you ever had that, like, has that instance ever happened where there's been a visitation by one spirit to multiple people? Have you ever been able to be, like, an investigator and tie that all together? Probably would be difficult to do.
It would be like, hard to validate.
Right.
It would be hard to validate. I mean, like, it's possible.
Yeah,
I mean, it's definitely, why would it not be possible? It's not like, you know, a spirit is exclusive to one person.
Right.
But like, you know, so absolutely it's possible.
What can you say now on, whenever I have like specialists on, I always want to ask like a pivotal point in their career.
Oh my God. You want to, I have like a real quick story.
Yes.
Okay.
Go. It's your
This
thing.
Is crazy yes. story.
I love it.
Oh, my lips just
get in. Okay.
Oh,
leave a mark. It's fine. There's been worse things on these microphones.
Way worse.
Yeah. You better get your lips cleaned.
We should have told you that at the beginning.
We're going to drench your lips in bleach after that.
But okay. So craziest story.
Hashtag nut sack.
I was studying for the CPA exam because I was in tax and accounting for 14 years. And I really resist, you know, I always had this gift, but it certainly wasn't like I was planning on doing it professionally. So right. I was an accountant studying for the CPA exam and I lived in a town home. So I shared a wall with a neighbor that, you know, we certainly weren't close. I really didn't know him too well. He was in his 50s. He kind of drank a lot and it was a little creepy, if I'm going to be honest.
Sure. Right.
Well, my heart started racing. I mean, pounding out of my chest, and I felt like I was having a heart attack. And I was, all of a sudden, I'm like, "Oh my God, he's dying!" It was just the weirdest thing. So I call my neighbor, and she meets me at the back of my town home. I climb my little cement wall, and I open up the garage door for her to come in. His sliding glass door wasn't locked, so I open up his sliding glass door. I go inside this man's house. So I'm totally breaking into his home. I go everywhere. I go upstairs, everywhere. He is not in this home.
Oh my God.
And I thought, I am crazy. I thought, holy cow, I am off my rocker. And I'm pretty sure my neighbor thought that too. And so he knocks on my door the next day and he's like, oh, I heard you were looking for me.
Oh shit.
Yeah, awkward, right?
Yeah.
And I said, oh gosh, yeah, sorry, but you know, I was worried about you and you need to tell me. And he goes, well, I was in the hospital.
What?
And I says, well, you need to tell me. And so 2 weeks later, I'm still studying for this exam. And again, it comes back. Now, it is crazy. So I think I can't call my neighbor. She already,
like, not
she is going to,
Once, so, shame on you.
Yeah. So
I'm just bringing over a casserole.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
So I call the police.
Uh-huh.
So here I am calling the police. I've got nothing to go on other than my heart going
nuts. Yeah,
what
do you tell the police? You think your neighbor's dying?
Well, they said, is there any signs? I mean, I can't tell them, well, I
like
feel.
Like they're everywhere.
Well, I feel
can't
like
you
it.
See them?
Yeah, so so we were able to do a well, and they said, well, you can do a wellness check. I said, yeah, a wellness check. Let's do it. So it took them like about an hour to get to the place. I let them in. Now, this time his back sliding glass door is locked. So he was on to me.
He gotcha.
Yeah. But there was a tiny little window.
But luckily there was a break.
And, well, there was they asked, the police said, hey, do you want us to break the door? And I said, well, no, God. I mean, you know, now they don't know that this happened 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
right?
They don't.
No. And so I said, well, I said, no, you can't break. And they said, well, we could put you through the little window. I mean, it was too small. They would not have fit.
That's flattering. Yeah.
So these two, I said, yeah, let's do it. I mean, this is crazy, right?
Yeah,
so these two officers lift me up. I shimmy through this like little tiny window, get down into the house.
Oh, my God.
I walk into the living room, and there he is dead in his armchair. And I wasn't surprised.
Justin's going to go death drop. I know,
but I wasn't surprised. I wasn't shocked.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, right? And so I open up the door, and then we later learned, because they needed to do an autopsy, I think, because of the circumstances and stuff.
Yeah.
And, the autopsy report said he had passed away within the hour that I called the police.
Oh,
so
you could have saved him.
No,
well, you failed. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, but you know what's interesting is, here's the thing. He really had no family around, and he had no friends around. His mother had passed away a few months before that, and I just really feel that spirit was saying, you know, he's not going to die alone. You were with him.
Yeah.
I was with him. I knew he was dying. I could feel it. And it's like he wasn't alone. And he didn't sit in this house for a week till somebody came across them, you know?
But can you imagine? You know how many people die like that?
No, I'm afraid. That's my biggest fear.
But what if, like
falling in the shower and no one.
But isn't it? I mean, if you look at it this way, though, I don't know. How beautiful. I mean,
it is beautiful.
I can't stop his passing, but how beautiful is it that he was there? I was with him. I don't know.
I think that makes it all worth it. I mean, even though, but then it makes me think, like, because I've had those moments where I am hyperventilating.
I know, panic attacks.
But like, what if panic attacks are just connecting you to a soul that's passing, and we just take it as,
okay, well, then
we're narcissists. I can't handle life. What if it's life passing that you're supposed to be connected to?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. That's the biggest problem about being here. That nobody connects with life.
No,
it is really tough, isn't it?
It's all social media and how many followers do I have?
Yeah.
I've got this audition and it's tough. I'm at Coffee Bean. Why is this line forever?
Can't. I mean, they had almond milk. It wasn't organic. I could die.
What do you mean you don't have coconut milk? Like, it's so dumb and stupid. And
I didn't mean to cut you off.
What?
I would just she made me think of, like, you and I having these like experiences. Are you going to try and be more open to it, or do you want to shut it off?
I absolutely am.
Yeah, because I don't think there's anything to fear with it.
Well,
you know, some people try to say, like, for instance, some people try to say, oh, what if someone evil comes through? I just don't believe that there are evil spirits. Maybe there are spirits that don't do good things when they were living, but they're not. I don't think anyone's really trying to hurt you. I really, really don't. I really feel like they're trying to communicate or trying to just show something.
Right.
I really do. And it's just kind of being it's a little bit, like you said, a little bit of an investigator. It's a Scooby-Doo mystery. Ooh. You know what I mean?
We gotta get out of
Scooby
here.
Snacks.
Ooh. And
we all did subpar impressions,
really,
by the way.
No one was Velma.
Well, we've got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to ask her before we go? And is there anything that you would like to add before we go as well? So.
Well, going on the whole, like, staying open, I feel like that's what society is, like, doing. Is, like, I get into these, like, patterns of being open.
Yep.
And then I think society or LA or whatever kind of shuts you off. So you telling me to be open, especially relationship and career-wise, that was totally amazing.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that. So,
and
yes,
I think the thing
is
that you know, especially LA, I totally understand and I can get it. But you know what? Stop letting this town and these people close you down.
Yeah.
And that's just in any city.
It really is.
Even Tulsa.
I think through, as we, you know, have experiences and we get a little older and we do get disappointed or our heart gets broken, we tend to want to play it safe a little bit. But you know what?
Fuck that.
You get one shot at this. At some point, you're going to be the person sitting at someone else's bed in spirit. So you might as well make it fun.
I cannot wait. I'm going to be watching people jerk off.
You better give them a good story. Yeah. You know?
That's
you give them something good to tell people.
Yeah.
Giving him something he can feel.
Okay, before we go, I do want to bring to light that you have a book.
Yes.
You are, like, legit, girl.
Ooh, she got a book.
Leap of Faith, How to Build Your Spiritual Business. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this and where people can find it, and also let people know where they can find you.
Oh, thank you.
I want my listeners know that I'm into, like, spirituality and all that stuff.
Awesome.
So they will be interested.
They're totally going to get it.
Yeah. Well, they can find me at psychicrebel.com. Okay. I made it very easy. The social handles, Psychic Rebel.
Okay.
And this book, I took my 14 years of tax and accounting experience and put it to good use in helping other people who are trying to be an entrepreneur, trying to do this work full time, trying to bring healing to people, but they have no business savvy, right? Or they're just not sure how
That's
to do
smart.
It. Yeah, and it hasn't been done. I mean, this is like one of the first books of its kind to say, listen, like you said, all these classes and everything teach us how to hone our gifts, but no one says, okay, you've got the gifts. How do you do the business side of it? So this goes, and this is really great for either actors or anyone who's using their own personality to build a business,
because
it's got headshots and websites and social media, and then it's got some tax stuff in it. So it's really helpful. And if they go to Amazon, you can put in Leap of Faith, but you got to put in my last name, Colby, Colby, and it will pop right up.
Okay.
Because there's like a million books called Leap of
Faith.
I'm
sure.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Yeah. All Everyone's, by Joel Osteen.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, it falls under every category. So Leap of Faith, Colby on Amazon. And again, even if you're not in the spiritual business and you just want to kind of have a little business training, it's a great book.
That's smart of you.
Hello from the other side.
Yes. I'm
Yes. Well, this was a lot of fun.
It was really fun.
I feel enlightened, and I feel
do too. Like I want to like put on some Vanessa Carlton and just like
make my way
the
down.
Day.
To, is that the
Isn't
person?
It fun though? I mean, don't you like it? It does. It lightens. It changes something. It shifts something, and it gives you a
it's
little
a
bit.
Shift.
It is a
it's
shift.
Like a spiritual shift.
A spiritual shift.
Which also could just be that I queefed right in this
or
moment.
Or my balls.
A
ball shift. Yeah.
That can be spiritual.
That's what it felt. Like it felt really good. It's nice. It's like a good, like I feel like I've saged.
Your soul.
My soul.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sage the soul.
Sage the
That can
soul.
Be your follow-up book.
Yeah.
There we go.
Sage, the,
sage
soul.
The soul.
Like it's nice. It's nice to like, I feel like I could talk to you all day.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm not as scared about seeing and feeling certain things.
Yeah. I don't really feel that there's any, you know, and that, like you said too, at night, if you are in bed, because they love to come to
why
bed.
Why is it at night? What is it about the night?
You know
thing?
Why? Because your defenses are down. Your logical mind is relaxing.
Is that why they call it the witching hour, the 3 a.m.?
The 3 a.m. thing?
I don't know.
That's always like when
I'm
like,
not
the
a witch.
Spirits are
but,
around.
Yeah.
Well, this whole time you're not a witch?
No. Shocker.
Put her it's, on fire.
tired of the stink.
But no, I think because, you know, during the day, your logical mind is going
it's
and
true.
Your conscious mind is raging.
Yep.
But at night, you're starting to relax. You're starting to calm down. So you're more open and they can kind of see right on in. And that's also too why some people get visitations in dreams because you can't say go away. You can't say it's not real. You feel it. So tell anyone, if any of your friends say, hey, I had a dream of someone and it felt so real and they woke up and they remembered all of it, that is a visitation from spirit.
Well, 2 days ago, my boyfriend had a visit from his cousin, and then she passed in the
Stop it.
Dream.
Why
she
are you
passed
just
away.
Not bringing this up.
And then the next day morning, she had passed away at 1:30 in the morning.
See, so he right, so she
so
was.
He had the dream.
He had the dream,
and then he realized. Well, he was told that she passed away the next day when he woke up.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It is crazy,
but death drops.
She was showing him, I made it. So for anyone who was worried, she's showing him, hey, I'm on the other side.
And he was the only one in the family who actually made an effort to see her while she was sick.
Yeah, so it's interesting, though, because she's saying, hey, I made it. I'm okay, letting you know I made it to the other side.
That makes me speechless, man.
I'm because like, we're so distracted by all these technological things, these objects, like, materials.
I know.
We forget that we have a spiritual body.
What about me?
Yeah, it's just we forget that we really are all connected. As cliched and general as that sounds.
But it's so true.
Ugh. I can't wait to haunt the shit out of people.
You're going to be the worst
I'm
ghost
I'm going to be Slenderman.
Ever.
I know. Just a chiseled jaw.
I'm going to be so... I'm going to definitely just really just terrorize children.
You're just going to be that woman that's like, did you smell a fart?
I'm going to be the
farting. Yeah, you're going to be the farting
Everyone,
ghost.
If you smell a fart, it's
her.
Me.
It's Brussels sprouts and Jessie Mae. Yep.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank it you, guys. Delightful. I had a really, really great time. This was a lot of fun,
it
huh?
Was.
I know. I want like to do this again.
Spirit.
Yay!
Sage the Spirit.
Sage the Spirit.
What was it? A leap of spiritual faith. Shift and leap of faith. Get the book now.
And put in
on
her
Amazon.
Last name, Colby.
Colby, C-O-L-B-Y. Yes.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. All
have
right, talk
one.
To you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I have been really eager to meet with Tyler, who is a medium. He's still young. He's 19, I think.
These are my sisters.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Great to meet you.
Hi. Too.
Great to meet
nice
you.
To meet
I actually
you.
Know your cousin, Kara.
Hi.
He works with my cousin all the time. So I feel like there's a family connection and almost it's like cosmic that I'm supposed to be meeting with him.
The general idea of how I do what I do is that I actually work as a clairvoyant. So I see information. Mm-hmm. As opposed to audibly hearing it, I get visuals.
Did you always know that you had like a gift?
When I was 10 years old, my grandmother was ill with terminal cancer. And as she was getting really ill, I woke up one night and knew she was going to pass. And we got the call 2 minutes later that my grandmother had passed.
Oh my God, wow.
And so that's kind of was a pretty dramatic moment. But I believe we all have an intuition, mm-hmm. but to varying extents.
She always tells me she's psychic.
Well, I don't think I like could read her palm, but I have a very great intuition.
Sure.
And I feel energies and
right.
spirits really well. And I'm not saying, like, oh my God, there's a ghost in the corner.
Right, right, right.
But I know when I feel something, and I like pay that respect.
I think our intuition is almost like a compass that we have inside of us. And if we go with it, it can really drastically improve our life. So.
And if I haven't like how you see things or whatever, if that hasn't happened to me mm-hmm. yet, like would that never happen to me?
It's one of those things that you don't have to embrace. But if you chose to embrace it and mm-hmm. chose to kind of connect and not be afraid of it, that's the right. biggest thing. Fear is the quickest way to shut something down. You definitely do have that really keen intuition.
Does she?
I would say both of you, out of you two, probably the strongest. For you too.
I feel that about you.
Yeah.
I don't feel it about you.
Also interesting to note, this house has something in it.
What do you mean? This new booty, get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it and see what it does. I found you. This new booty, get it together and bring it back to me. Hit the Players Club for about a month or two. Put a tan on it and see what it does.
Hey guys, it's me, Owen Benjamin, and I'm here to tell you about my podcast. It's called Why Didn't They Laugh? Right here on Sideshow Network. Each episode, we look at moments that a joke fails. Moments that we don't want to relive, but we will because we learn from it. And it's kind of fun. And we're all kind of sadistic. Why Didn't They Laugh? With me, Owen Benjamin, every Wednesday and Friday. You can download it. Be sure to rate it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/OwenBenjamin. I love you.